You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Glitchy. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Mach, Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Join us. Call or text same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, we were talking about the constitutional amendment that will be on the ballot on November 5th.
Yes.
I will be voting no.
Yes.
They want to change one word.
Yes.
Which could essentially open the door for them to shrink the definition of who gets to vote.
Yeah.
And I'm very suspicious, largely because I haven't seen anyone from the Republican Party in Wisconsin coming out and saying how great this is, because that didn't work so well for them last time.
No, it did not.
Let's make sure it doesn't work out well for them again and vote no.
Yeah. Did you see the text we got?
I did, and that's why I brought this up.
Gotcha, okay.
Jane, please mention that your vote is confidential. I say this because I know quite a few women whose spouses vote Republican. My friends, sisters, you can go into the voting booth and no one will know how you voted.
Correct.
Our votes are private.
Mm-hmm.
We might know that you vote, but we don't know how you vote. So if you don't feel like you're in a place where you can tell people your plan or what you're going to do, don't. You don't have to tell anybody.
No.
You don't have to tell anybody. Vote with your conscience when you get in the voting booth.
Yes.
Vote. Help protect democracy and women's rights.
Help protect rights.
Yeah. Help protect rights.
Exactly.
This is a good one. I
mean, yeah.
All right. It is 11:53, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing is from the Stop It, Just Stop It edition. A little cranky, I know. We tried to leave things on a happy note. But I saw this starting on Friday, and then it's really exploded. Federal emergency response personnel who are operating in Rutherford County, North Carolina, which got creamed from Hurricane Milton, the employees were directed to move because of concern over armed militia threatening FEMA workers in the area. This, according to an email that was sent out to federal agencies helping with hurricane response. They are concerned about armed militias hunting FEMA members, and we can thank Donald Trump for this. We can take this directly to the former president and say, well done, Don, you did this, because he has been lying, not giving misinformation, not giving disinformation. He has been lying since these hurricanes came across and wrought such devastation by claiming that these counties and these Republican counties aren't getting any help from the federal government. That is a lie.
Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, have both been on record saying that the Biden administration has been in touch with them since before the hurricanes have hit, in the face of Donald Trump himself, when he said that no one from the Biden administration has called him. A reporter said they've talked to Brian Kemp. Brian Kemp has confirmed this. Donald Trump's response was, no, he didn't.
They left it at that.
And because of Captain Howdy saying whatever he wants to say, whenever he wants to say, now we have individuals who are taking it upon themselves to do God only knows what, when all these FEMA workers are doing, are trying to help people.
Yes. Also, another article in The Guardian, U.S. meteorologists facing death threats as hurricane conspiracies surge. Meteorologists in these affected states are getting death threats because they're reporting the weather.
Yeah.
There is no machine that controls the weather. That is a lie. There is no...
There's no conspiracy to do anything. There's no machine. There's no method. You can't shoot cannons into the air.
You can't
control
see
the clouds. It's not how it works. And let's not even paint that. There is no if it was.
A Michigan-based meteorologist, I have had a bunch of people saying, I created and steered the hurricane. Now there are people assuming we control the weather. I had to point out that a hurricane has the energy of 10,000 nuclear bombs. We couldn't possibly control that, but it has taken a turn to more violent rhetoric, especially with people saying those who created Hurricane Milton should be killed. Stop it. Just stop it.
If you're listening right now and you know anyone spreading this, please talk to them.
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's going to get people hurt. It is preventing aid from getting aid to people who are hurting.
And if you're one day affected too, this could happen to you as well. You're trying to get your money, trying to get your food, trying to get your whatever. And there's a group of people there who are spinning lies like this. This is cruddy science fiction.
And above all, this should, Calvin.
This shouldn't be a thing.
No, it shouldn't. Nope. Knock it off. If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us.
Yeah!
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. I'll be less cranky tomorrow. News is next, followed by Todd Alva. So keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.